inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. You know what time it is. It's time for The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. You can call or text into the show, 437-1620. My name is Jake Walker. I'll be hanging out taking your text and your calls. Mr. Mike Wiggins, how are you doing this fine morning?
Hey, Jake. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Fantastic. Feeling
it
great.
It is a gorgeous day.
It really is.
It really is. Just a gorgeous day. And I hope, you know, if you're not working or don't have to work till a little bit later, hope you can get out in this weather and ride the bike, play a little golf, go to the beach, do a little fishing, whatever. A little gardening wouldn't hurt either.
Right.
That's what we do here. And we're really, really excited about the weather this week. It doesn't look like it's going to be a lot of rain, maybe some spotty thunderstorms here like we have every summer, but hey, that's okay. It's Pensacola. We'll take it. It's just a great place to live. You know what? What I thought we would do today, number one, well, before I leave the weather, it is hot. I mean, who's kidding who? It's June in Pensacola. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. If you are going to get out and do a little weeding or working in the flower bed or what have you, or even some major landscaping, you know, do it kind of early in the morning, late in the afternoon. Drink plenty of water. Just some. We need you. We need you here on the Garden Line. So take care of yourself in this heat. It's makes for a beautiful summer in our city, but you got to be careful. So take care of yourself. No doubt about it. I thought what we would do today, Jake, to start off, we have been talking the last couple of weeks about bugs and armadillos, you name it. We've been talking about some of those varmints. I thought what would be fun to do is to talk and maybe engage our audience a little bit. I've made me just a short list of some of the plants in my neighborhood that are blooming, are some plants that are just doing so very well in this heat, as long as they get enough water, and let people kind of chime in. Because there's a lot of color out there. That's what we all want in our yards this time of year is color. So I made me a little list, and I hope people would call in and say, Mike, you forgot this one. Let me know what you got. And I think we have to start out with some of the tropicals. I start out with hibiscus. It's just absolutely one of my favorites. I personally will plant a yellow one and a red one every year. I'm getting, in my old age, I'm resistant to change. It just happens with age. And I really have enjoyed those over the years. And I don't try to save them during the winter. I just enjoy them all summer, then let them go and plant new ones every year. But they are doing so well this year as long as they get the water, because like most of our plants that we have planted in containers, for example, are getting, the roots are getting bigger, they're getting a little root bound, which in my opinion means it's not a bad thing, you just have to water it a little bit more. So, but the hibiscus, you really do need full sun, a little house plant or just general plant fertilizer, maybe every once a month, maybe every 6 weeks, and you can really enjoy them. And you know, a lot of things about these blooming plants, Jake, I always say, if you've got them, especially if they're in a container or even in a flower bed, put them where you can enjoy them. Put them where if you're washing the dishes, you can look out the window and enjoy the beautiful plants while you do those other chores. So number one is hibiscus, and I know mine are just blooming their hearts out, and I have a feeling our people who are listening to our show, if they have hibiscus, they're having the same experience. And here's another one. this is a bush daisy. I love the bush daisy. It just is covered with small yellow blooms all summer long. The only disadvantage to a bush daisy, say as compared to a hibiscus, is it needs more water. They just tend to dry out almost every day, especially as they get bigger and bigger. Mine are in big pots also. Mm-hmm. As they get bigger and bigger and those roots get bigger and bigger, they just need water. You can see them droop over, but then they just perk right up when you put water on them. But the bush daisy is just absolutely one of my favorites. You need to plant one every day.
Can we break in and take a call real quick?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I got a long list.
I know. Yeah. So far we got hibiscus and bush daisy. We do have Dan on the line in Pensacola. Dan, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dan.
Morning, Dan. Morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I want to get your take on my thinking on what I want to do with my azalea bed. I'm thinking about tilling the bed, and I know when you till, you open up weed seeds and all that. So what I was going to do after I till, I was going to move the topsoil to some landscape fabric, then I'm going to screen the dirt through the screen, then add some preen, P-R-E-E-N.
That's a good idea. That's a pre-emergence. That keeps the weeds from coming back.
And then I was going to add the soil back to the azalea bed when I plant them in the ground.
Good idea. Good
to
idea.
Help loosen up.
Yeah, that's
something. I figured the tilling would help loosen up the soil instead of having to dig so many holes with a shovel and tear you down.
There's no question. I think you're on the right track. You really, really are going to, I don't want to say a lot of trouble, but you're giving yourself a whole lot of work. One thing you might think about is once you get it cleared out and there's nothing but weeds left, is to use the preem, go ahead and do that. But a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll till it up and then leave it alone for a little bit and let new weeds come up, young weeds, and then treat them, get them out of there. And that generally means you'll have less weeds long term, if you follow me on that. Now, that means you may have to delay your project just a little bit, but as you know, a little bit of water, a little bit of sunshine, those weeds are going to come back. But if you get them when they are young, you might have better control. Still use your weed, pre-emergence weed control. That's a great idea. I really do believe you don't really have to put topsoil, per se, on the whole azalea bed. I really am one who likes to treat each individual hole. That's where you dig to put the plant. And for azaleas, as you know, Dan, you've got to score those roots. That's so important because of all plants, those azaleas will get those tight roots, and you've got to score those roots. You've got to be sure you're in the right place if you're going to plant dwarf azaleas. I'm going to say like Corabel or one of those. Full blaring sun doesn't really work. A little filtered sun is going to be best. But in each hole that you dig, a little Canadian sphagnum peat moss, which kind of substitutes for that topsoil you're talking about, mix that with the sand, and that's really all you need to do. And then fill the hole with water, put the plant in there, plant it at the same level in the ground that it was in the pot, and you're on your way. That's how I would treat it.
Well, when I said topsoil, I meant the soil that I'm removing to treat.
Oh yeah.
While I'm digging my hole.
Yeah, and you know,
just dirt from the hole.
Yeah, and you know, Dan, it's really interesting. You talk about treating the soils. I've been in the business a long time. I've never known anyone, and I'm sure people listening may say, "Mike, you missed something here," who takes soil out and treat it and put it back. I don't know how that screening is going to work. That really is interesting that you're going to do that. I would love to hear how it works. But that's, once again, a lot of work. And if you can get rid of those weeds now, let the new ones come up, get the young ones, then plant, I think you'll be almost in the same shape.
Yeah, I use the screening. It's kind of like chicken wire to remove the
sure.
big
sure.
weeds out of the soil, you know, basically.
Yeah, I see. That's interesting. I would love to see how that works for you. So let us know.
Okay. All righty. All right. Well, I'll stay in touch with you on it.
Thank you, Dan. Thank Appreciate you. It.
All right, Dan. Have a good day. Thank you for listening.
Right. Interesting.
It's News Radio Pensacola. We've got the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your texts and your calls. Go ahead and get them in, 437-1620. We've got some texts to get to after the break, and we're talking about our successful blooming plants here in this area. We've got a list to go through, and if you have any more that we may not cover on the show, let us know. Text in, 437-1620, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back after this, a message from our sponsor, Pensacola Hardware Company, and then right after that, you might hear this handsome guy tell you about Culver's Butterburgers, so don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger, it's a taste of home. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the drama around Juanes Pagoda's request for the Santa Rosa County deal to be extended and why it really didn't need to be so dramatic, but it was. Also, the text messages case. Commissioner Bergosh trying to use county resources to get back the text messages that he says were stolen from him, and why I think the defendants in this case, including the Pensacola News Journal, are right and he's wrong. And what's the right way to cook and to eat corn on the cob? That was our frivolous topic. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Glad that they tuned that floor tom before they cut that track because
that was Jake Walker on drums, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's usually how it sounds when I'm playing. Everybody's like, "What is he doing back there?" He's just playing the floor tom. What? We don't even know this song. It's supposed to be Sweet Home Alabama. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and texts, 850-437-1620. Already got a bunch of text messages rolling in. We've been talking about our successful blooms here in the area, talking about those. Let me see. We've already gone over the hibiscus and the bush daisy, so we'll get back to that list here in a minute. Somebody just texted in, "Good morning. How do you get rid of the new growth from an oak tree growing in the lawn from the roots? The roots are not visible, but apparently they have some growth coming out of there. How do you get rid of that?"
We talked about that last week, mm-hmm. I think we did. And that is a problem. We all have that. My big oak tree, I have the same problem. There really is, if the roots are, if the small oak trees, if you will, mm-hmm. are coming up from the roots, because that's where they're going to come up anyway, there's not much you can do. Obviously, there's no weed killer, any kind of application that one can make that's going to get rid of those oats. Two things you can do. One, it's not much fun. Just go out there and kind of clip them off. Mm. most people just run the lawnmower over them, and generally they, you know, they aren't much of a problem after that. They'll come back, but you have to just kind of keep mowing them. So they come up where they really are a problem also, in a lawn, of course, from the oak tree roots. That's a problem. But it is a problem, for example, in a ground cover bed. Whether you have liriope or Asiatic jasmine or one of those plants with your oak sprigs coming up in that, you obviously can't mow them down. Mm-hmm. So then you have to go out there and do something manually, try to pull them up, which is hard, or just clip them off. So I wish I had a solution for that. I don't have one. Now, if somebody listening has got the answer, please let us know.
Yes.
But those oak trees coming up from those roots, especially in turf or in a ground cover, can be problematic, no doubt.
All right. Our next text message up here, it says, and this is something I have on our patio. My wife has a bunch of them. We love them. Our elephant ears. This listener says they have a slight yellow tint on their elephant ears, and they're wanting to know what they could possibly do to get them back to full green. I do have a couple of mine that do have a little bit of a yellowish tint. What causes that?
I think it's a little bit of dryness, as far as not getting enough irrigation, and the heat, and just the heat. Those two things coupled together. I think I've always preached that sermon on how great these elephant ears are. And, of course, there are two basic kinds. There are probably more. Two basic kinds. One is the traditional ones that kind of droop over a little bit. And then the other ones that kind of grow almost straight up. Though I have found the traditional ones are more susceptible to that yellowing than the ones that grow straight up. Mm. And I, you know, not much you can do about it. What I've done, I've got a corner planting of the traditional ones. And I, too, have some of the leaves that have a little yellow tint, especially on the outer area, on the edge of the elephant ear, if you will. And I only have one or two out of, hundreds. So sometimes I clip them off. I just clip them off and be done with it, so they are, because they can be unsightly. And that's probably how I would handle it. I don't know if anything you can add to the elephant ear bed other than check that irrigation real close and be sure you're getting enough water on, because they do like a lot of water.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that.
All right.
Probably more than some of your other landscape plants. So you might want to maybe just for a while double up on the irrigation in that elephant ear bed, because they are great. We always talk about caladium bulbs, and we will at another time, but the same grower at Florida, Caladiums Florida, that's the name of his company, down in South Florida, sells caladium bulbs, but also elephant ear bulbs. That's all he sells, elephant ear and caladium. And he'll sell those elephant ear bulbs as big as a softball, almost not as big as a basketball, as big as a softball. And if you plant those things, boy, they will come up. Sometimes it takes a year or so for them to really crank up and fill in where you want them to. But he has got some beautiful elephant ear bulbs, and of those two types that I talked about also.
Real quick before we go to our next commercial break, if you did plant the hibiscus in the ground, would you be able to dig them up at the end of the season and then plant them in a pot and save them through the winter, or is it really not worth it to go through all of that?
Personally, I don't think it's worth it.
Okay.
I really don't. They're not that expensive, and of course you don't have to buy a huge one because they grow so fast in the spring. So I think you might not even get away with that, because once you start disturbing the roots and putting it in a pot, taking it out of the pot, putting it back in the ground, I don't think it's really worth the time and effort. And like I say, you can buy them. I know Bailey's Farmers Market, early in the season, will have some really, really beautiful hibiscus. And many of these blooming plants that we've been talking about, Jake, they have those. So, I think I'd just replace it every year.
All right. Sarah, I hope that helps. Thank you for your text this morning, 850-437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola, The Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back after this.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barden's Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barden's Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barden's Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's The Garden Line with your host Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and texts, 850-437-1620. We're about to get to our Fox News break, but before we do that, let's get to one more on our list
one
of
more
successful
plant.
Blooms.
Here's the obvious one. Mm-hmm. Crepe myrtles.
Oh, yeah.
We love them. Yeah. The crepe myrtles all over town are absolutely blooming, and they're gorgeous. One hint about crepe myrtles. A lot of people have exactly what they have in mind color-wise, what they want in their crepe myrtle if they're going to buy one. And, of course, the best time to buy it is in the winter when it has no blooms, no leaves.
Right.
So the thing to do is go ahead and search for the color you want. Go to the nursery and see which one is the color that you want, because a lot of them are labeled red. But they turn pink, or don't turn pink, but they are pink.
Mm-hmm.
They're watermelon red, different shades. You have white ones, you have lavender ones. And so go to the nursery, pick out the color that you want. Go ahead and buy the tree. It's not the best time to plant it, but it can be done if we do it right. You know, a lot of water, a lot of peat moss, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for crepe myrtles, if you want the right color, this is a good time to go pick it out, because they are beautiful all over town.
All right. We will get back right after this Fox News break here on News Radio Pensacola. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. Ashlyn, we've got a couple other texts lined up too. We'll get to you right after the break. Don't go anywhere. More Garden Line right after this.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. It could be a verdict anytime, or it could take a while. At the president's son Hunter Biden's federal gun trial, jurors are deliberating for a second day yesterday for only about an hour after closing arguments.
Prosecutors recap text messages, testimony from Hunter's exes, and the gun store employee who sold him the firearm, even passages from Hunter's audiobook. The defense acknowledges Hunter dealt with the drug addiction from 2015 to 2019. Lead attorney Abby Lowell maintains Hunter was not a drug user when he bought and owned that firearm. He called the prosecution's case a magic trick.
Fox's Rich Edson outside the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's up to Hamas to accept or reject a proposal for a ceasefire with Israel, including the release of hostages.
All of the hostages, but especially our 8 American families who have loved ones in Gaza, we are determined to bring them home.
America's listening to Fox News.
If
Good morning, 931 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 80 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy this morning. An Escambia County man was arrested recently on domestic violence and animal cruelty charges. Escambia County deputies say they responded to a home on the 6300 block of West Fairfield this week for a disturbance call where they found a female victim.
The victim tells us that he had been abusing her, domestic violence, strangulation over the past, dozens of times over the last couple of weeks.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says that the woman was able to provide video evidence to deputies from an in-house surveillance system. As investigators looked into those videos, they also found video of the suspect abusing a small French bulldog puppy. Sheriff Simmons says putting handcuffs on a suspect that could allegedly commit that type of crime is something that he enjoys. 30-year-old Daquan Jones is now charged with domestic battery with strangulation and several counts of animal cruelty. He's being held at the Escambia County Jail with no bond. The Pensacola Airport inviting passengers to enroll in the TSA PreCheck program. PreCheck is an expedited screening program which enables low-risk air travelers to enjoy a faster screening process. The airport will have a temporary enrollment center Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th at the airport. In order to enroll, though, you do have to apply online and make an appointment. 9:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a beautiful sunny day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. As we go into Wednesday, beautiful sunny weather continues, high near 91. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain and a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got partly cloudy skies, 80 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. Your next news at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The cost of owning a home in the U.S. has increased 26% since 2020 as expenses including taxes, insurance, and utilities all soared during a period of high inflation. Currently, homeowners are shelling out on average $1,500 in home ownership costs, and that is excluding mortgage expenses. In 2020, that figure was roughly $1,200. The current mortgage payment across the country sits at roughly $2,300 per month. Delta is planning to launch its premium economy service on some transcontinental flights in September in its latest attempt to boost sales of higher-priced tickets to customers willing to splurge for more space and perks. Tickets can cost twice as much as standard economy for some flights. Delta said that revenue from seating like premium or first class is growing faster than sales from standard economy. Stocks are moderately lower. The Dow Industrial is down 288. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
June the 11th, 1883, from the offices of the Watson Realty Company, Brent Building, Pensacola. This is News Radio 1620. Just moments ago, Mr. Thomas Watson, along with J.M. Leonard and J.M. Hilliard, literally cut the ribbon, officially opening the city's newest business, the Working Men's Building and Loan, which will operate here from Mr. Watson's firm. This opening marks the presence of the second such operation here, designed to give all citizens the chance to save, earn, and to qualify for a home building construction loan. This concept, which opened first in Pennsylvania several years ago, provides something this community badly needs, for we are enjoying a steady increase in population, many of whom need housing, and while we have three operating commercial banks in the city, none of them make residential loans. Mr. Watson told your reporter that those wishing to participate may purchase shares at $100 each, payable on easy terms.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
News Radio Pensacola.
Who is that, Jake?
That's Count Basie and his orchestra. Yeah. Man, I love some fast swing in the morning. All right, News Radio Pensacola. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker. I'm so happy to be here with you this morning, taking your calls and texts. 850-437-1620. I just got to hear a little bit more of the sax solo, I think.
Oh, yeah, tee it up. That's great stuff.
Let's get to our text messages here. All right, next up. Can I root? What is this word? Everybody's going to make fun of me. Calancho. All right. Yes. Can you root that in water?
You know, I've never done it. I don't see why you could not. Calancho is a great plant. A lot of people will buy calanchos during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Real red blooms, nice container, small container plant. Mm-hmm. They're great. I don't see why you couldn't. I think it would be worth a try. I, of course, would get some very light soil, get some soil and potting soil and mix some vermiculite with it, and then buy the product called Root Tone, which is a hormone that you could dip the cutting in and then put it into that very light soil and give it a fair amount of light, because calancho can take some light, and go that way. I think that process might work for you.
Okay.
I really do. And that would be fun to propagate it and have a bunch of calanchos that you propagate yourself. That's neat.
Yeah. They did send a picture of it in a glass of water, so hopefully that will work. Cool. Let us know how that goes.
You could do that. I just like to use that root tone, and like I say, it's got to be a real light. If you could buy, some seed starter soil, which is really light soil.
Yeah.
I think it's good for those rooting, those cuttings.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, once the roots established, then you can move it on to another little larger container. But yes, I bet you can do it.
All right, moving along, we've got any recommendations for grapefruit or orange trees in our area?
Yes. You know, that's interesting you would ask that question, because I got, I hope I have it. I may not. Hang on a second. I had the recommendations for that from the state, and I don't think I've got it. I'll do that next week. I'll bring those things. What happened was they had a hold it, Jake. Live radio here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, grapefruit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And orange trees?
And orange trees, yeah. Here we go. Satsuma is good. Some of the varieties are Brown Select, OY, Zajman, Calamondine. Those are good. For a lime tree, key limes are really, really good. That's a good citrus tree. Grapefruit, that's what she asked about, grapefruit. This is a ruby red grapefruit. A marsh grapefruit. Those are good. What this came from was, it was really interesting that they got all the county agents together for a seminar, and then they had a question and answer on citrus. And this report that I got here lists the citrus that they recommended. Matter of fact, it's kind of almost a word for word is what they did. So anyway, those are some of the ideas. A Meyer lemon, that's a good one. We'll see a ruby red grapefruit, Meyer lemon, Satsuma, and kumquat, and Rangoor lime, key lime. Those are some of their recommendations. Absolutely.
Okay. You'll have to come over and see this picture on the break. Ashlyn in Perdido has a situation with her grass going on in the backyard. So we'll take a look at that. The next one in line here, Virginia buttonweed is taking over my yard. What can I do?
Virginia buttonweed.
Oh,
yeah. Virginia buttonweed is a little white blossom weed that comes up. And if anybody's in the lawn business, they agree with me. Virginia buttonweed was not a major problem in Pensacola till after Ivan. And then here came the Virginia buttonweed. There is a chemical called carfenazone. you have to kind of read the label on a weed killer. But carfenazone, if it's in your weed killer, will help control Virginia buttonweed. There's no doubt about it. And that's the only one I know that's labeled for Virginia buttonweed. Mm-hmm. That's the good news. The bad news is that's the last thing you want to spray on your yard right now. Any of these selective weed killers, because if you have St. Augustine or centipede, even zoysia, you start spraying them when it's 95 degrees. I think we used the term blowtorch last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, buy your weed killer. I know High Yield made one. Talk to our friends out at Pensacola Seed and Garden. Talk to Larry and tell him you're looking for the High Yield weed killer that contains carfenazone. And it will have on the label Virginia buttonweed.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what I would do.
All right. Kevin wants to know, he has two potted plants, tomato plants, and they're growing well, lots of blooms, but none are turning into fruit. The plants are watered well, and they get ample sun. What's going on there?
We talked about that a little bit.
Specifically,
we talked a lot about blossom drop last year. As we get into this heat, sometimes you can have those type of problems with tomato plants. Okay. They're kind of finicky that way because a lot of people, I thought the text was going to be about the wilt because a lot of people are experiencing that. Where your plant is beautiful one day, the next day you look like you put boiling water on it. And what do you do about that? Nothing. It's over. You have to just take that plant out. And what you need to do is do plant rotation. Plant it in a different place. Because some of these fungus, if you will, diseases are in the soil close to where you plant it. If you plant it somewhere else, you may avoid that. And that may be what he needs to do, is to go ahead and do a little crop rotation on next year if you're having problems with that. But I tend to think we're dealing with the heat, and that's probably why we're having that problem with the blossoms not producing.
Okay.
Not so much we can do about that.
Right, right. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get to our next commercial break, and then we're going to take a look at Ashlyn's grass in her backyard and see what's going on with that, and we will come back right after this break with that information, so don't go anywhere, Ashlyn. And if you have any calls or questions, comments, let us know. You can call or text 850-437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola's expert panel, The Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. You know, all the muted trumpets and the clarinet solo you're hearing right there, all of that was done on one microphone. They're all standing around one microphone.
You know? It sounds so good.
It sounds amazing. Everybody knows right where to stand and how loud to play. And nowadays with multi-tracking, we can just tell AI to give us a good clarinet solo and it'll give us one.
That's no fun,
it's
Jake.
Not. It's That's not the no same. Fun. There's no soul in that, man.
No.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, taking your calls and texts, 850-437-1620. Ashlyn texted us a couple pictures of her front and backyard, and we have some problems with the grass there. Mike, what's going on with that?
Ashlyn, I'll have to tell you, that's kind of an odd look.
Yeah.
I'm hard to describe on the radio, but it looks like very nice grass, but relatively large areas of the picture is gray. Mm-hmm. It's just gray. Now, here are a couple things that could be going on. One, and Ashlyn, you can tell us if this could have possibly happened. You'll know. It looks like maybe somebody sprayed some weed killer. The reason I say that is these areas are really in trouble. And if you look at the margins around the gray area, it's a very definite margin. Usually if it's disease, you have a little brown, burnt brown look around the perimeter of the spot. And you don't have that. I know you have a swimming pool. Jake and I talked about that also, but since it's in the front yard, I don't think the swimming pool has anything to do with that. So here's what I would do. One, check to be sure that nobody has sprayed weed killers, especially around those flagstone, like maybe somebody was trying to control weeds in there. I'm just guessing on that, but be sure nobody has sprayed weed killer. And then what I want you to do is to get a number two pencil or golf tee or something like that and put two or three of them on the edges of those gray spots. If, and I don't believe it's going to grow, but if the gray continues to grow, then we've got a problem. We either have a disease, a fungus, or it's just the sprinkler head in that area is not working. I don't believe that's the case because actually she did indicate that the sprinkler is working. But if it was not working, that may have caused our problem. So we'll discount that. But put those markers down to be sure that the spot is not growing. Because if it's growing, then I think we're dealing with a disease. But right now I'm going to guess herbicide damage. But actually, she could tell us if that's a possibility.
Okay. All right. And then I'm pulling up the text messages over there on your screen so you can see this next picture. In between, while I'm doing that, you want to talk about more of our successful blooming plants?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah, we'll get to that list.
We can do that. I forgot about that list, Jake. What list? Yeah. No, okay, here we go. These are just some that I jotted down before the show. This is the whole premise of this list was that we were looking at things that are blooming in Pensacola right now are thriving in this heat. So here we go. The next one on our list was Mandevilla. Mandevilla is so cool. It's a vining tropical plant with white, almost size of a camellia bloom, all over it. And what I have done and what a lot of people do, I planted it in a pot, big pot. And behind the pot, I put about a 4-foot trellis. And that mandevilla has just crawled up that trellis, excuse me, and it's just blooming its heart out. Mm. If you're looking for something like that, maybe you either have a trellis or you want to grow something that's going to crawl up a trellis, you can't do any better than mandevilla. It's white, and it just has blossoms. Now, that's once again, like we talked a minute ago about the hibiscus. I give up on it every year. Mm. When we have a freeze, it's gone, throw it away, and I do it again the next year. Once again, they're not that expensive, but trying to carry it over, protect it, and all mm-hmm. of that generally doesn't work. So, in any event, the next blooming plant is mandevilla.
All right. Ashlyn texted back in. She said, should I rake the grass and put down seed mix to try to fix the problem?
Well, I think, number one, we need to find out what the problem is.
Right.
And I really would like Ashlyn to do that test to see if that spot's growing. Mm-hmm. If it's not growing, I still think something got on it. Right. So, yes, the answer to if it's weed killer, yes, rake all that stuff out. Get it down to bare dirt, and then you can put some seed. But I would rather, because these spots are not so large that it would be prohibitive money-wise, I would resod it. Matter of fact, some of that gray matter or whatever it is,
right,
is between those flagstones. You may have to take the flagstones up, go ahead and resod, and then kind of cut out spaces for the flagstones.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it could. That's what I would do. I wouldn't try to seed it. I think sometimes seeding, the only seed you can use really in Pensacola is centipede seed. And it'll come up. But boy, these spots are not that big, whereas you couldn't go ahead and sod them, be done with it, finished product, and it looks good.
All right. Our next text, 850-437-1620. Let us know. This picture you have up on your screen there, do you have any idea? She's wanting to know particularly what the pink flowering plant on this is. It's kind of hard to tell. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Let's look
at the green leaves. Do those give those away? Because it's got sort of a...
Yeah, it looks like a morning glory in there. What it looks like, but I don't really think that's what it is. I'm gonna try to.
When I zoom in on it over here, they've got these sort of prickly little hairs out of the pink blooms. So I don't know. That's
I'm
interesting.
Not sure.
Looking.
Leave that on the screen.
I will.
And we'll do a little research. Hopefully, we'll have time before the end of the show to check
all
it out.
All right. Let's go ahead and take our last commercial break. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage.
To love me like I love on you.
Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket or lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wow. That is one of the fastest walking bass lines. That was done on an upright bass. You know those huge upright bass? I mean, wow. That dude was a monster. That was 1964. Woody Herman, live in England, 1964. Wow, the drummer and the bass player are just flying on that song. Love it.
So cool.
All right. So,
okay, well, what do we have here?
All right. So this picture we got sent to us.
Yeah, okay. We love these mysteries.
Right.
Okay. Now here, as we all know, the internet is always right.
Always right.
That's always right.
Abraham Lincoln said that.
He did. Yeah. And I don't really believe what the internet is telling us about this plant. They're calling it a type of salvia, scarlet sage. Ready for this? Bloody sage, tropical sage, Indian fire, Texas sage, out of all kind of names. But I really have a hard time believing that's exactly what we're looking at. Maybe, it may be, but that's what we're talking about. So that's about all we know about this particular plant. I'm going to look at it. But you know what I do on the show here, I don't do it very often. But there's an application called, and I bet so many of our listeners who are much more high-tech than me know about this, called Picture This. And Picture This is a great app. You have to pay a little bit for it, but you can take a picture on that application on your phone, and it will tell you the name of any plant that you take that picture. And it'll work on a computer screen. I took a picture of the plant that she sent us, and it says, you know, all these things about scarlet sage, page after page after page of what they are. So try that. If you really are into plant identification, Picture This is the name of that app, and it really, really works, usually. I'm not sure right. I'm buying the scarlet sage on this plant, but that's what it says.
All right. Well, that music says that we're out of time
no,
for today.
No.
Wow. Man, that one flew by. That's probably the fastest one yet, I think.
I think you're right.
That's right. All right, Mike Wiggins, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jake.
It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins every Tuesday here at 9 a.m. on News Radio, Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Check out the podcast if you missed anything at newsradio923.com. I'm Jake Walker. I think I've got a whole hour of fun and frivolity with Pep Talk with Jake
Listen
Walker.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.